Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for university, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's football team? Or raise funds for a small business, a charity, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm doing okay so far. I put cinnamon in my oatmeal this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I opened the wrong side, so it wasn't the little holy side.
Yeah.
It was the big side.
We thought it smelled really good.
We were like, it smells today.
We're like, that's some good smelling oatmeal. Like,
damn, that's a lot of cinnamon.
That makes sense.
I was like, I'll fight through it. Now that I've taken a couple bites of it. Cinnamon challenge.
You always like you're doing your own cinnamon challenge. Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll wake you up.
Okay. Yeah. You have kind of had a morning already, haven't you?
Like, I forgot to send myself stuff.
Things have been happening to you left and right today, and it is barely 6 a.m.
That said oatmeal blew up in the microwave while I was making it. So it was everywhere. And then I start eating it right before we go on the air, and I'm like,
there's the sinuses.
Two coffee mugs today. You
yeah,
are just like you are
did
doing a lot of
mugs.
Weird things.
Well, that's okay. But you know what? It's gonna be all right, Katie, because I'm a chill guy.
Hey!
I'm a chill guy.
It's gonna be a great show.
It'll be a good
I love
show.
It.
Yesterday was fairly uneventful for me. Big news in our household. Big news. Don't be jealous. We're transitioning to a stand-up desk in the office. So I've been in there just, we're gutting the office, going through years of paperwork and file cabinets and drawers just full of nonsense, you know. I mean, the amount of crayons that I have thrown away just from years of kids having crayons, you know. I mean, probably 10,000 crayons.
It was in your desk.
It was in my desk. I like to color. It's very relaxing. So anyway, we're doing that, the big transition. I think the desk comes today, so we're having to move one desk out. I had extra shelves in the basement. We're moving upstairs. It's a whole thing. So that's going on. And then I got curious yesterday because I started, some of the bills were coming in for subscription services that are renewing for the year, including, I'll say it, some satellite radio subscriptions that I had. And I was like, why am I subscribing to this? So I canceled those. That's stupid. You can get radio for free, guys.
Yeah, hey, you
sure totally
can.
So I canceled
free
those.
App and
I canceled
everything.
The SiriusXM. I was like, I don't need it. I don't even listen to it. So I got a notepad out and I started jotting down everything that we're subscribing to on a monthly basis and then everything that's like a one-time fee, you know, because my Amazon Prime hit yesterday too, which was like $140. So I was like, damn it. So I added everything up and I don't remember what the monthly was. I think we were right around $300 a month on.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Makes sense.
Whoa.
Yeah. Anyway, we were up at like $3,500 a year for subscription-based services.
Which, remember when everyone is like, oh, the subscription, the monthly, you know, Netflix,
Hulu. That's the way to
go. No more cable. That's the way. Now I'm like, can we go back to cable?
Cater and pick what we want.
Yeah. Let me just get one fee because now everything is
Yeah,
and
I think it's $3,600.
Disney Plus just up there.
Well, and it's not even that. Like, I subscribe to an iCloud service, you know, for photos and stuff. So that was on there. I have a service for my own personal, like, website and stuff and domains. So those hit. Car wash subscriptions.
That's a good one, though. So, I have that, too.
But which is $55 a month. But I'm like, that's, like, worth it to keep the cars really nice and clean. And that's kind of an investment, I guess, is how I'm looking at
that. Well, my car, I want the high-end wash anyway to just zip through. And that's $26 every time. So I'm like, okay, I'll go twice and be fine.
Right, exactly.
Mine's about $50 a month, too.
Same thing. And mine's $50 for both cars. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's worth it for me to always have clean cars. Especially when the mag chloride is covering and everything. It's like, it is so worth it. But it is fairly eye-opening when you're looking at this and you're like, $3,600 a year.
Yeah.
Poof, gone. My money given to other people. Just hand it off.
And when you say subscription services, immediately my mind goes to the cable, the digital things I didn't even think of.
There's
car
other
washes,
things, yeah.
Amazon, you know.
There's software services that
Like now I want to go through and dig through my stuff and see how much.
It's depressing.
Does it make you feel good?
No. Yeah.
Because I didn't think it was that much because I was like, oh, you know, what
same.
Are we doing? Like at $150 a month or something?
Yeah.
It was like $300 a month.
And that's what I'm thinking. Like I also have some backup things. I have, you know, care plans and things for my photos. So now I'm like, how much am I spending? You know,
mm-hmm.
like
it's stupid.
And you think like your phone company will give you one of the cable subscriptions for free or whatever. Like I get Netflix with my phone bill for free, but I mean that's nothing. Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, I was
it,
like, I don't know about for free.
Yeah. No, it is. Well, I mean, I know, right? They'll up
they
it
up
on the
your
cable
phone
bill
by
$10
a month.
Phone
but
bill,
yeah.
yeah. But now I'm gonna have to go through and see how much I'm spending because it's a little eye opening.
It's eye opening, and so I wrote the numbers down and I showed Nicole last night. I was like, hey, let's talk about this at some point. What we can get rid of.
Did you end up canceling anything off the bat?
Nothing
yesterday or
no? right. Just the Sirius XM. I canceled that.
Yeah.
And I did that thing too where I called him and I was like, I don't know. I got Apple Music and Amazon Music and I listen to the radio. I was like, I don't really need you.
Sorry,
know.
Howard Stern.
And she knocked the price down once. And I was like, I go, well, that's still a little bit more than what I'm paying right now. And then she goes, well, I can go ahead and initiate the cancellation. I was like, oh, I guess we're done.
Right?
Because usually there's a little back and forth.
Yeah,
well,
what
me
are you
going to my
do
manager.
For me?
She's like,
she
that's
went
as low
once
as
back and forth. And then she's like, well, I'll go ahead and initiate the cancellation. I was like, okay.
All right.
And it was almost better that way.
Here.
Yeah. You know, because it was almost like, all right, peel that Band-Aid off. Just cancel it then.
Yeah.
Screw you guys. I'm done with it. You know what the biggest one is? One of the biggest ones is our stupid YouTube TV. That's like 90 some bucks a month now. And we literally watch two channels off that. Two. And I want to blow it out, but Nicole's like, I want to watch the Bronco games and stuff. So is there a better way?
Can you just cancel
it
when the season's over?
Okay, the Bronco games are usually all on the network channels.
That's
you get
right,
yourself
so we make
an,
it an
antenna,
yeah.
and that's all you need for the Bronco. I mean, it gets a little grainy on those, you know, windy days and whatnot, yeah, but get
still.
It secure up there, you're fine.
Who
like,
am I watching?
It?
I was like,
that's
yeah,
it.
That's exactly what I said. I was
you
like,
do
let's
not
get...
need YouTube TV for the Broncos.
Yeah,
right?
I don't
you
think we need to
you
keep
don't.
It.
So you need to come in. If that's why you're keeping it, you need to.
And we're old
goodbye.
And we like to watch the local news at night when like we're cooking dinner and stuff.
Again, the antenna.
On Channel 13, you're good.
And
it's okay.
You can download the apps now, too,
you can.
For the local
there's so
stuff.
Many things.
Yeah. Give me my Dave Frazier.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I watched him last night. We got snow coming in tomorrow,
sure
guys.
Do.
We do.
We sure
yeah,
do.
He's like, hey, if we enjoy these 60-degree days today because it's coming in tomorrow. It's coming in hot.
Get
coming
ready.
In hot, real hot. So, anyway, that was my exciting night. Real quick, I do want to touch on what Josh was talking about off the air, too, because you're doing the total opposite of a healthy New Year's.
Yeah. So
new
I
Year,
mean,
new you.
I noticed yesterday I was at Safeway, and I figured, you know, I want to get some new fruits and veggies just to kick off the year. Well, everybody else has that same exact idea. They want to start, you know, new year, new me. I'm going to start eating healthy and everything. And so I was going through the produce aisle, and I was like, there's nothing here. Like, we got to restock the shelves, which it's probably all restocked today. But I was like, we got to restock the shelves a little bit. And I was like, I'm going to do something differently this year. And instead of, like, trying to be all healthy, I don't eat like Katie normally. I don't normally do that. But I tend to eat relatively healthy throughout my day. But however, I was like, I'm going to get things that, like, I just kind of crave and kind of want at the beginning of the year while everybody's trying to be so healthy and be on their little health food kick.
Oh, your junk food journey.
I flipped everything.
You
and
did.
I was like, my New Year's resolution right now is just get what I want. So I got like sugar cereal. I went down the road or down the frozen aisle and I got ice cream, like a pint of Rocky Road ice cream.
Rocky Road.
I got like oatmeal cream pies. I got whatever I actually was like craving and wanted. I got some chips and I was like, you know what?
What
I'm just going to go down.
Did you get?
Yeah.
I love there's a sriracha Dorito.
Okay.
And it's so flipping good. And I was like,
Doritos.
So I saw those and I was like, I'm going to get those. And I just got whatever I wanted.
Not to sidetrack you, but have you guys had the new Doritos that are just, they come in the white bag and they've removed all the artificial flavors and colors.
I saw those. I didn't pick
those up. I picked
up
a bag.
Did you?
No, do it. They're awesome. They're fantastic.
And it's the nacho. It's just the original nacho
cheese,
It's
just
cheese,
the original
right?
Doritos, but they removed all the dyes and everything, you know, all the fake stuff.
Does it
stuff.
Look weird?
It's a little lighter in color, but I think they used like green or a yellow pepper powder on it or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more natural.
Yeah.
Highly recommended, though.
Okay. Yeah. I saw the bag, and I was like, whoa, that looks weird.
It's really good. You feel like less of a fatty
when
as
you
you're
think about it, the original orange is a little alarming. Like,
oh, it's bright orange. You know? Yeah.
So like, I'd be down to try it. I would.
Yeah, okay. It's really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, but I just kind of did the thing. I'm like, you know what? I'm going on my junk food journey now instead of my health kick. And I was like, look, when February rolls around and everybody else is over and done with it already, I'm like, I'll get back on my health food kick.
Yeah,
but I like it. Now I got a bunch of snacks.
Yeah. I kind of like it. You're just kind of getting it out of your system, you know?
Totally. Yeah. And
it's like The Rock. You know, The Rock's a beast, but he has his cheat days and stuff where he eats pancakes. And
no, they're important.
Food.
Come to the dark side, Josh.
I know. I'm like, I was on my Katie journey yesterday. It was so great.
Am I on my Katie junk food journey? I'm on my clogged arteries journey.
I like it. We might
make
it a yearly thing.
We'll get a discount on our cholesterol pills.
Yeah, exactly. We'll
order them together.
Get a discount on your statins.
Oh, no.
Damn, now I want some ice cream.
I know, we do.
It's been a minute since I've had like a big old bowl of ice cream.
Oatmeal cream pies. Like,
also,
now that's all
Rocky
I want.
Road.
So.
I forgot how good that is. Yeah, Rocky Road ice cream is dang
is
good,
really
man.
Good. You find a marshmallow in there. You're like, well, good for you, buddy.
I'm doing it.
Stay thick.
I like stay thick. Calling in thick tomorrow.
Stay thick, my friend.